महाभूतानि अहंकार बुद्धिर वक्तमेव च इंद्रियाणि दशैकञ्च पंच इंद्रिय गोचरा इच्छा देश सुखं दुःखं संघात चेतनाकृति एतत् क्षेत्रं समासीन सविकारं दारितम्. This is more or less Sankhya philosophy, analysis of material elements. We are embodied in material elements. Krishna is questioned by Arjuna, what is this body? And who is the owner of this body, and what is knowledge? Krishna has answered that the soul is the owner of this body, and I am also the owner of this body. This owner of this body, one individual soul and the super soul. Just like owner of the storefront, the tenant is in one sense owner, at the same time the landlord is also owner. These points we have discussed. Now, Krishna has also discussed that the knowledge by which we can understand the soul, the super soul, and the material embodiment, that is real knowledge. People are after knowledge, so many, there are departmental knowledges. But according to Bhagavad Gita, real knowledge is to understand the soul, the super soul, and the material world. So, he is analyzing this material element, Mahabhutani, Ahankara, Mahabhutani. There are five gross elements which are called Mahabhutani, great material elements. And what are those? Adi, na ahankara sadhetu stavasa bhutadi sangha, buddhi sadhetu pradhanam mahan bhaktam sadhetu sridhanavastam pradhanam indriyani sotridhanam. One after another, this sky and false ego is due to the intelligence. Everything begins from the subtle. The most subtle element is the spirit soul. And little closer than the spirit soul is the intelligence. And little closer than the intelligence is the false ego, identification. And little closer than the false intelligence is the mind. And from mind, then the senses, and the senses next the grosser element is the body. So we have to analyze according to the Shastra, because it is not possible. Suppose the modern scientist is given to find out where is the soul in the body. It is not possible. So, there. But as soon as the soul is not there, everything collapses. So, the Buddhist theory that this intelligence and consciousness take place at a certain point of material mixture. But that may be an argument, but actually it is not a fact. Any amount of material mixture, you cannot produce so. They have produced so many things by material mixture, but nobody has produced in India Post. We heard so many news that in America they have produced life in chemical laboratory, and sometimes they say in Russia they have tried. But it is not possible. Nobody has found. And greatest scientists they have admitted that the problem of life is beyond the scope of material science. So we have to take it from authoritative scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, basic literature, that soul is different from this body, and of course, according to the mentality of the soul, we develop different kinds of body, and that is being described by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. Pradhanamindriyani sutradini pancha bhagadini cha panchiti dasa vachyani rajasa ahankaro natarjo. Now we have got 10 different kinds of senses. 5 senses, working senses, and 5 senses acquiring knowledge. These senses are also product of the ahankar, false ego. Sukha sabdatan matra adi visheshu punataya bhaktya santa sura sutra adi pancha vyatendriya vishaya. So, from the 5 senses which are acquiring knowledge, the sense organs acting, they are produced. In this way, this body is composition of 24 elements. That is the analytical study of Bhagavad Gita. And the Sankhya philosophy, complete Sankhya philosophy, they are analytical, the same thing. Revealed scriptures give the same thing, there is no difference. But among these 24 elements, there is time, kala, time element. That is also representation of the Supreme Law. And among this time, there is God. So, actually, there are 26 different elements which is conducting this material world. Ketam chetam samasena savikaram udartam. Ketam means this body. Either you take this body or this material world, they are interaction of these 24 elements. Either you take the gigantic body of this universe, or you take the body of this planet, or you take these, your body, my body, or a cat's body, dog's body, all these bodies, they are four of these 24 to be formed by action and reaction. Just like chemically, if you mix one chemical with another chemical, a third element is produced. Similarly, originally, the reservation of all these elements is called mahatta. It is called pradhana, upada. So, gradually, they manifest, they divide by three gunas. Three gunas means, in the mahatta, in the total material reservoir, three gunas, three modes of nature, first of all, appear and they act with one another, and then gradually, one after another, the 24 elements become manifest. Itat chitam samasena sabikera udhārita. Now, of course, we can theoretically accept that this is the position, but actually, to understand this position, to acquire the requisite knowledge, that requires many stages of development. And how that knowledge is developed, that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. What is that? The first principle of acquiring knowledge is described here, amanittam. Amanittam means that we are very much proud of our material existence. That pride must be given up. That is the first principle of knowledge. Yathoktam chitra, chitra bhinnatena dhyam, chitra gam dayam, vistarana nirupasham, tad jnana, sadhanani, amanittarini, vinshakti, pradhara panchavi. Now, the body and the soul. Now, the body is analyzed. It is composition of 24 elements. Now, how to understand the soul as is? But we are now in the position of material consciousness, and we have to develop into spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. What are the stages that is being described? That means, this is the general way of acquiring real knowledge of the soul and the body. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a special gift that in spite of our not understanding everything very analytically as they are described in the Vedic scriptures, one can understand himself by the simple process, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is special gift of Lord Chaitanya. He said that if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then automatically everything will be revealed unto you. Because in this age, it is very difficult to follow the process of knowledge, just like Amanita. to give up the pride of one's existence or material existence or condition. Amanitam. Amanitam means Sri Vishnu Chakravarti, Sasat Karana Abhikhatyam. To deny the material existence, that I am not this matter. So this is not ordinary thing, that I am not matter. But Lord Chaitanya says that this realization, that I am not matter, will be very easily realized if you chant Hare Krishna sincerely. He said, the Cheta-Darpana-Marga, if we chant Hare Krishna, the immediate first installment of profit will be the understanding that Cheta-Darpana-Marga, I am identifying myself as belonging to this material world. This is misunderstanding. Actually, I don't belong to this material world. The whole concept of my material life is based on this misunderstanding that I am man. I am this body. The Lord Chaitanya says that even if you do not follow the regulation of acquiring this knowledge, simply if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then your first installment of profit will be vanishing. This misunderstanding, that's why I have this one. Chita Darpana Mahajana. Clearing the dust on the mirror of the mind. Darpana means mirror. Just like on the mirror, there is dust, you cannot see your face very nicely. If you wipe the mirror very nicely, this Hare Krishna chanting is the process of wiping out the dust accumulated on the mirror of my mind. My chitta, chitta is consciousness. Mind is not exactly chitta, consciousness. So our movement for Krishna consciousness is the process of clearing the consciousness. Originally, we are all Krishna conscious, because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says in the 15th chapter, Mami Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loki Sanatana. These jivas, these living entities, they are my part and person. Sanatana, but they are not whole. The Mayavadi philosophers, they claim to be the whole. But Vaishnava philosophy, we do not claim that we are the whole. The Mayavadi philosophers, they claim that I am God. But we do not claim. We claim that we are part and parcel of God. As part and parcel of God, we have got the same quality. Just like my new particle of gold is also gold. Different. That is the version of Bhagavad Gita. And actually, samvittam, amarittam, adamvittam. First of all, to deny that I am not matter, and then if I am not matter, then I am God. Then Krishna says, no, that is your false pride. You are not God. Adamvittam. Amarittam, adamvittam, ahimsa. Then, no violence. As soon as one is realized so, he will be non-violent. These are the different stages of acquiring knowledge. And when one is in full knowledge of Krishna consciousness, he becomes qualified with all the good qualities, all the good godly qualities. The Bhagavad says, Jashati Bhakti Bhagavata Pinchana Sarvai Gunai Tatra Samasati Sura. If one is actually in Krishna consciousness, then all godly good qualities will develop. Because we are part and parcel of God, the godly qualities are there. It is simply covered. Just like the fire is covered by ashes. If you fan out the ashes, then the fire comes out. Similarly, a spirit soul is pure. So when it comes to Krishna consciousness, then he becomes pure soul. Samanittam adamittam. Amanittam satya karana apikattam adamittam dharmikattam khyati phala ka dharma karana viraha. The adamittam means one should not think, suppose I am very much advanced in spiritual knowledge, but I should not be very much proud of it. Generally, in this age, people want false, designation. They are very religious. I know everything. I am God. So many things. These are false pride. So actual knowledge is that I am smaller than the straw in the street. That is the destruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Trinavati Sahishnula. One should be tolerant, one should be humbler than the straw in the street. Sunichena, one should think himself as smaller than the grass on the street. And Trinavati Sunichena, Tarulati Sahishnula. And one should be tolerant like the tree. Avanna, without claiming any respect from others. Avanna, Bhagavana, but one should give all respects to others. Manarina, Kirtaniya Sadhana. In that state, one can chant Hare Krishna very nice. Of course, it is very difficult, but Krishna will help us. Now this Trinavati Sunichena, one may think that it is artificial to think that I am smaller than the grass in the street. But actually, it is not artificial. It is actually the fact. Why? That from the Padma Purana Vedic literature, we understand that the form of the soul is 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the air. Now, how much small we are, just we can imagine only. There is no instrument to divide the upper portion of the air into 10,000 parts. And but as the magnitude of the soul, that is not. Actually, we are very small. That small particle of the soul is within the ant and is within the element. It is a bodily expansion only that we are. We appear as the elephant appears to be the biggest animal, and the ant or the germ appears to be the smallest. But actually, these are bodily expansion. The soul as it is really smaller than the grass or straw on the street. The basic aphorism says that aham brahmasmi. So aham brahmasmi sometimes mistakenly is understood that I am the Supreme God. Aham brahmasmi means I am Brahma. Aham Brahma means spirit. I am spirit soul. This conception, this identification is right. This is right identification. As soon as I think that I am elephant or I am ant, that is not my identification. That is my misidentification. My real identification is that I am neither ant nor elephant, but I am spirit soul. But sometimes, by identifying myself with the spirit soul, sometimes I falsely claim that I am the Supreme Soul. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tinadupi Sunicheno, you are soul, you are spirit soul, but you are smaller than the smallest straw in the street. So actually there is no miscalculation. The calculation is there. Adambittam, dharmikattam, khyati, follow dharmacharya. Khyati. We should not be very much anxious about being famous. That, there is a great man who knows everything about spirit and who is perfect. No. We should be very sincere to understand things as they are. We should not falsely claim which I am not. The most the prideful claim is that I am God. This is strictly forbidden by our sampradaya. That don't claim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he was talking with one of his devotees, Ramananda Rai, the subject matter was how to get perfection. Ramananda Rai was suggesting, of course, from Vedic literature, that perfection, the path of perfection, is to follow the institution of four varnas and four asanas. That is a fact. Four varnas and four asanas. What is these four varnas and four ashramas? There are four divisions of social life and four divisions of spiritual life. The four divisions of social life is the intelligent class of men, the martial class of men, and the mercantile class of men, and the laborer class. You can divide any social system in any country, in any place. There are these four classes of men. One class of men, they are very intelligent. They are scientists, they are philosophers, they are great writers, poets, thinkers. That's by nature. They are inclined to these kinds of work. They are called intelligent class. Similarly, there is a class of men who are interested to take part in politics, in diplomacy, or to stand for election as president or as governor in every country, in every place. They are called administrative class or martial spirit. They are prepared to fight also. So there is a class. And the third class is the mercantile class. They want to do some business, trade, industry, and make some profit. And the liberal class, they are neither intelligent nor, they want to take part in politics, nor they are able to do independent business. Under the circumstances, they have to give their labor and work under somebody and get some remuneration. So these classes are in every country. You call it by different names. In India, of course, these classes are named as the Brahman, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and the Shudras. But in many places I was in India, there is caste system. So this caste system is not only in India. In everywhere, the caste system is there. And enviousness between one community to another, that also existing everywhere. This is human nature. So this is the classification of the society. And there is another classification which is called spiritual developmental classification. The brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Brahmachari means student life. Student life to acquire knowledge. Grihastha life is a household. After acquiring knowledge, one may get himself married with a suitable girl and live peacefully in the society for spiritual cultivation. Everything for spiritual cultivation. And then vanaprastha retired life, then sannyas renounced life. So Ramananda Rai explained these four principles, four divisions of social order and spiritual development. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, oh, this is not possible. You have Ajnanika. This is external. If you know something better than me, then you explain. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied this social order? Because he was to give immediately benefit to the fallen souls of this age. So he denied this system, not that he decried this system, but he knew that this system cannot be introduced strictly at the present moment, in this age. So in this way, gradually he presented jnana mishra bhakti, devotional service with knowledge, renouncement of this material connection. In every state, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is not suitable, this is not suitable. Then, at last, at the middle, Ramananda Rai suggested that jnana prayasam mudapasana mantri. One should give up the false knowledge. False knowledge that I am God. I am God. This is false knowledge. So, when this was recommended by Ramananda Rai to Chaitanya, that one should give up this false knowledge. Gyani Pyasam Udupas Navantari. One should be very meek and humble. Navantari, jivanti, and in that way, if he leaves, sambhurtana bhavadiyo bhaktam, and tries to receive knowledge really self-realized person, the motto of life. He is prescribing the motto of life, that one should not be falsely proud, one should be very much meek and humble, and try to receive knowledge from self-realized person. If one continues, follows these principles, then one day he will find that God, who is ajita, who cannot be conquered by anyone, who cannot be known by anyone, God realization. Because God realization is not an ordinary job. It is very difficult. Parishanam Sahasrishu, the Bhagavad Gita, I will find that out of many, many thousands of men, one may be interested how to make perfect this human form of life. And out of many, many thousands of perfect persons, one may know actually what is God, what is Krishna. So, God is incomparable, cannot be conquered, he cannot be understood by our pastra mentality that I can know him. No. God can be known by the meek and humble, who is submissive and who takes the shelter of a God-realized person and tries to hear from him. Then Ramananda Rai, not Ramananda Rai, it is a quotation from Bhagavata, then the result is, although God is unapproachable by our limited knowledge, he becomes jita. Jita means he becomes kanta. Simply by this position. So we are following that system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this system, that one may remain in his position, never mind what he is. It doesn't matter either he is Indian or American or a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a white or black, but a human being with common understanding. If he simply gives us his false part-time knowledge that I am God and becomes humble and mean and tries to understand the science of God from a realized soul, then one day it will so happen that God has become within his head. Prasa jitopi. God cannot be conquered, God cannot be understood. But jitopasi, by following this process, God becomes conquered. Or one can understand actually the nature of God by this process. So, our provocation for opening different centers is for this purpose, that we give chance, this is our duty. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna also recommended this process, that you should give chance to the people to understand the real knowledge from the Bhagavad Gita. Now it remains to the people to accept it or not accept it. That is his choice. But our duty is, just like a representative of a business firm, he goes from door to door, from shop to shop, that here is a thing we are selling, and this is such and such. Now it does not mean that wherever the representative will go, the things will be sold. No, that is not expected. But maybe somebody may come and get to such transaction very seriously. But we cannot expect that everyone will understand the science of Krishna consciousness. It is not for ordinary man, not for the proud man especially, who is thinking that I am God. It is for the humble and meek who can actually submit to a God-realized person and receive knowledge from him. But here they diverge to inquire from him. One should not blindly accept the thesis or the theory which is put forward from Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One should be asking questions by two principles. You should ask questions from a person whom he believes to be a man of knowledge. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time. And at the same time, seva, by service, then a question is allowed. Otherwise, a blind acceptance is no acceptance. One should understand that we serve and surrender. These are the processes and we are trying to administer this Krishna consciousness under the principle of Bhagavad Gita and Lord Chaitanya. You are all welcome. And put us questions to understand, we shall be very glad to serve you. Any questions?